Yes, sir, Nakvi. What brings you to Timmins?
Well, I'm seeking the leadership of the Ontario Liberal Party, and part of that, a very important process, is to visit all communities across Ontario. Obviously, I'm very interested in issues around Northern Ontario, both Northeast and Northwest, and there's no better way of learning about issues in Northern communities than visiting them personally, and I'm doing a trip tour on Northeast Ontario and meeting with as many folks as possible.
So you must be hearing a lot about the issues up here with the mineral sector and lack of housing, all that type of stuff?
Well, you named it all. I think the other third issue that I'm hearing about is healthcare as well. So the three big issues that continue to come up is around healthcare, lack of family doctors and nurses in communities, the strain that's putting on hospitals in terms of increased wait times. The other big issue is around housing. Rightly so, the population is growing in Northern Ontario. There's more opportunities, more students are coming, but they don't have a place to live. And we need to obviously really pay attention to that particular issue and build more housing, affordable housing, for people to live. And the third one, how do we grow our extraction resources and processing in Northern Ontario so that we can not only create good jobs, but also ensure that those are value-added jobs that are staying here in Northeast and Northwest Ontario.
The other major issue, especially in Timmins, but other parts of this region too, is homelessness and the opioid crisis. What are your ideas for that?
Yeah, so I recently announced my plan for Northern Ontario. I'm from Southern Ontario, so I'm really mindful of the fact is what I know. I know what I know, but I also know what I don't know. And for me, it's really important if I'm successful to become the leader of the Ontario Liberal Party, to work with Northerners, to make sure that Northerners are the one who helping develop the plan. That's why I'm quite grateful to have the support of people like Glenn Thibault, the former member of parliament and member of provincial parliament from Sudbury, people like Michael Gravel and Bill Morrow, who represented Thunder Bay, to name a few. And working with them and through many other local activists, we have developed a plan that focuses on building more housing, both affordable housing, social housing, but also making ownership of housing more affordable, a plan on delivering mental health care services, especially around addiction and opioid crisis, so that those issues are being dealt as a health issue, not a criminal justice issue. And, of course, to ensure that we are providing for health care by getting more doctors and nurses in Northern Ontario. My plan calls for not only increasing number of medical school positions here in the medical school here in the north, but also licensing internationally trained doctors and nurses who are making Ontario their home and creating incentives for them to work in the north and stay here and build their lives and provide important services around addiction and opioid crisis services that are needed in the community.
Now, assuming that Yasser Naqvi will be the next leader of the Liberal Party, what's it going to take to beat Doug Ford in the Conservatives' next election?
It will require a lot of hard work, and my plan is focused on two important things. One, to build our local riding associations across Ontario in all 124 ridings, and that means building those riding associations in Northern Ontario as well in all communities. That is extremely important because there's a lot of Liberal supporters in these communities as I'm traveling and meeting with them. We need to make sure that they are well organized, they're well coordinated, they have the resources they need, and they have a say in how the party is built. The second part of it is focusing on issues, coming up with practical ideas that work for local communities. I do not want to lead a party that creates one solution that fits all. Ontario is too big. Is too large, is too diverse, and that model does not work. We're seeing that model fail under Doug Ford. Under my leadership, Liberal Party will have a standalone plans for Northern Ontario developed by Northerners that will ensure that the services are being delivered in a way that works for the North.
Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
I think you've covered it all, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.